Okay, Daf Tes Zayin. We're up to Boilahu, 5 lines from the top. Yeah, so we're talking about the earth that's taken from the floor of the Mishkan and Migdosh and put into the water for the Soita. Is it Boilahu? The question is, Ein Sham Ofer, Maushit and Efer. So we said yesterday that if there isn't any water, if there isn't any soft earth, so you can take earth from somewhere and put it on the ground and then pick it up, and that will be considered a karka hamishkan. Can you put there ashes instead? If you haven't got dirt, can you use ashes? Is aliba de beshama loyti boilach? According to beshama. So the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Kisi Adom. Kisi Adom, the Torah says that you have to cover it but offer. Yeah, so Beis Hillel say that you can use Efer also, ashes, because ashes is called offer because it says Lach Latome Afar Srefa Sachatos. So there it uses the word offer with an ayin to mean the ashes. And therefore, when it says Bechiso but offer, that could also include ashes. So according to Beis Hillel, that's fine. According to Beis Shammai, it's called only Afar Srefa Sachatos, but Afar Stam does not include ashes. Yeah, so therefore you cannot use ashes for Kisi Adom, according to Beis Shammai. Yeah, so that's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is Aliba to Beis Shammai Lo Tiboilach. According to Beis Shammai, who say that you cannot use ashes for Kisei Hadom, there's no question here either. They say there's no such thing as ashes being called offer. And therefore here it says offer, and so ashes is no good. The question is, according to Beis Hillel only, they say, the Gabi Kisei Hadom, that we learn from the Paraduma that ashes can be called by the term offer. So therefore, over here, what's the deal over here by the Saita? Do we say afagav to ikri offer, even though the word offer can include ashes? Abrahacha bekarka hamishkan ksiv, but here it says explicitly that it has to be from the ground. Yeah, and ashes don't grow in the ground; only dirt grows in the ground, and therefore, even Beis Hillel would be maskim over here that it has to be dirt. Oidilma. Or maybe high bekarka hamishkan lechliisi ben Yehuda lechliisi ben Menachem hudaasim. Maybe the bekarka hamishkan is not telling you that it has to be dirt as opposed to ashes, but it's telling you, like we said yesterday, either according to Isi ben Yehuda to include the Beis Hamikdash, or according to Isi ben Menachem to tell you that layavi mitech kupasa, that it has to be taken off the ground and not out of a box. But la'olam, it's not coming to exclude that you can use ashes. Yeah, so maybe according to Beis Hillel, ashes would be good here also if there's no offer. It's Toshama, so the Gemara is proving the Amar Rabbi Echad Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Bishloisha Mekoimes Halacha Oikeves Mikra. There are 3 places where Halacha Lamesh Mesinai comes along and tells you to cancel the Poshup Shat and the Posuk and do what the Halacha Lamesh Mesinai says. What are the 3 places? Hatayra Amra Be'offer. The Torah says that this is regarding Kisi Adam. Yeah, according to Mishil. The Torah says v'chisahu be'offer. The halacha is b'chol davar. The halacha is that you can cover it with anything you want, or at least anything that can grow tzmachim. Rashi says, "Hatayra amra betar." The Torah said, we know this one about the nazir. Yeah, about the nazir, he's supposed to cut it. Both the giluach is supposed to be betar and the. And the Isser of haircuts is also betar, but halacha is bechal davar. Even though it says with the blade, but the halacha is anything, like we learned in Nazir. And a Torah amar sefer, when it comes to a get, the Torah says sefer krisus, halacha bechal davar. Halacha doesn't have to be a sefer. You can write it on a leaf or something. Yeah? So therefore, all of those cases, the halacha comes to tell you not to learn pshat in the pasuk. So there's 3 places, says Rabbi Yechida, the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Now what about over here? You want to tell me that when it says offer by the Soita, it also means not lav dafke offer. It means it could be ashes as well. V'imisa, if it's true that ashes is okay over here by the Saita, lechshav nami hai. It should count this also. Instead of saying there's three cases, it should say this case too. It should be four cases. The answer is the Gemara Tana v'shir. When he said these cases, he wasn't trying to be exhaustive. He was not trying to be exhaustive. He was giving you these examples. But there are other things that are in the same category they didn't mention. As if you're going to tell me that Tana v'shir is my shir to high shir, you have to be able to show that he wasn't being exhaustive. So what other things did he leave out that he's not being exhaustive? He says shir mitzera. He excluded also the case of the mitzera. What does it say about the mitzera? The Tanya will learn the Nebraska of Ahoy, Yemesh V'yigalchas Kol Sarai. So it says that what does the mitzera do? The mitzera has two haircuts, yeah? He has a haircut B'yom Taharasai, and then on the seventh day, he cuts his hair again. It says on the seventh day, Yigalchas Kol Sarai, he should cut all his hair as a klal, all his hair. Esroche V'esakon of his gabasena of his head and his beard and his eyebrows is a prat. These are specifics. V'yes kol sari galeach, that it says again he should cut all his hair, is the chaz of a klal. It's klal uprat to klal, iyat adon alaka ena prat, that means all the hair that is similar to the specifics, ma prat mefurish mokim kidus seyar v'nira, just like the specifics, is a place where hair grows in a group, not just like on the back of your hand where there's a few hairs here and there, but it means it's a bunched up hair. Vinira, and it's also in a place where it's visible when he stands in a normal position, is afkol makim kinusay vinira. So therefore, it means any place else where hair grows in a clump and it's visible. So therefore, he's saying it's... what is that coming to include? My Rabbi, what does that include? Mokim kinu seyavanir, sar, Rabbi, seyar haraglayim. Sar haraglayim is a nice way of saying the hair down there. Yeah, so that, because it's near, it grows in a clump and it's nearer. So that's what it's coming to include with the ke'en haprat. And my miyate, so what is excluded? Miyate, the beis hashechi, the underarms, because it's not visible. Or the kula gufe and the body hair, which isn't growing in clumps, it's only light hair. So that is what the klal uprata klal tells you. Arba comes along with hilchasa, and the halacha is we know megaleach kedalas. He cuts his hair like a pumpkin, which is completely smooth, completely off. This nan bala lahakifas amitzayra. When it comes to do hakafas areshan of mitzayra, so generally it's oselet sakifu pas reishka, but by the mitzayra, mav mitzayr al kol besorin, he can do it. The katani sefer, uvayem ashviyim megalchay, tiglach hashniya is kitiglach hashvishoina. That the second haircut on the second time around is the same as the first one. So the klal of pratzu klal is by the second one. Yeah. So what are we saying over here? By the first one, it says, do it like a pumpkin with cut off all the hair. By the second one, you have a klala prata klala chumish that tells you only if it's kiddus say a venira. But then the Mishnah says that you do it the same as the first one. Even though the pasuk says do it as a only not 100%, only kiddus say a venira. But the halacha comes and tells you to do kipumpkin kidalas. So therefore that's not something that Rabbi Shmuel mentions. So just like Rabbi Shmuel didn't mention that, I can tell you he didn't mention the Afer, that you can use ashes by the Saita. His Omram Nachem Bayitzak says of Nachem Bayitzak, that is not considered an exclusion. Why? Because Kika Choshiv Halacha Keves Mikra. The three things that Rabbi Shmuel was counting were a case where you have a Poshup Shat and a Posuk. The Posuk says black and you said white, yeah? That's what he's talking about. Here, the Torah didn't say black. Here, they had a klal uprat klal. Klal uprat klal is a drosh. It's not a furish in the pasuk. So he's not talking about, it's only a limud. He doesn't mean really limud rabbanon, because a klal uprat klal is deraisa, but he means it's a limud. It's not a furish in the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel wanted to give you examples where the Torah says mefurish one thing, and halacha says mefurish not that. Yeah, but over here the Torah doesn't say mefurish that it's kinu seir venira, and therefore that's not an exclusion. Oh, no, we're going to get to that in a second. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. But at this point, even if you're learning klal uprat klal, but that's not the point Rabbi Shmuel's making. Rabbi Shmuel's making the point that sometimes the Torah actually the halacha of Meshem is Sinai actually goes mamish against Poshup Shat in the Pasuk. By Klala Patakla, it's not Poshup Shat in the Pasuk, it's a limud. It's a drash, yeah? So that's why he doesn't include it. So that's not considered a ton of a shir, because it doesn't mention that, yeah? That's what Nachum Yitzchak says. Rav Papa Omar Akika Choshev Halacha Keves Voikeres. He's talking about what the halacha tells you, and it uproots that not that when the pasuk says this, it means not what the pasuk says, but something else. But over here, Haikeves on my sefer, here it's not saying it doesn't mean what it means. It means what it means plus more. So you have to cut all those places, but also the rest of the hair. So therefore, this is not being, it's not being oiker, it's not uprooting what the pasuk says, it's adding on to it. So therefore, he says, that's not what Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. He wants to talk about things where it's uprooting. The Torah says this, and the halacha says, no, not that. And Rav Ashi Amar, that the whole thing about the Mitzorah, Hamas Nisa Mani, Rabbi Shmuel, the Darish Klaliu Prati, yeah, that the Brisa which said by Metzora that it's only Mokim Kinu Seir Venira, that is according to Rabbi Shmuel, who learns Klal Uprat Klal. Yeah, and therefore according to him you have this issue that it should be that's what the pasuk is telling you. The other Mishnah says that you cut even Kidalas. The Mishnah Kidalas Mani, the pumpkin Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, the Dorish Rabbi Yomir. And Rabbi know that the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, if you learn the system of Klal Uprat, so we know Rabbi Shmuel says Klal Uprat because we say it every day, but Rabbi Akiva learns Miut, Rabbi Miut. And therefore, it doesn't. That's not an example of the halacha uprooting the pasuk, because the limud from the pasuk is only according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the din of the halacha that it's like a pumpkin is only according to Rabbi Akiva. So it's not uprooting, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue by the Mitzvah itself? The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. So there we have another Brisa, which is not learning in the system of Klal Uprat, but it's learning in the system of Ribui Umiut. On the seventh day, you should cut all of his hair, is a Ribui. All of his hair means including everything. That's right, that's the Kaniv, his Gabbasaino of his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, is a Miut. We ask. So it's instead of learning it in the system of Klal Uprat Klal, this Brisa learns it in the system of Riba Umiyat V'Riba. And what's the way that you learn Riba Umiyat V'Riba? Riba HaKol. Not only Ke'en Uprat, yeah? If you learn a Klal Uprat system, that means that's only things that are similar to the Prat. If you learn Riba Umiyat V'Riba, it includes absolutely everything. My Riba, Riba the Kula Gufa, which includes all the hair in his body. And therefore, that's why he does it like a pumpkin. So what's the point then of the miut? If Riba Yomiyut for Riba is Riba HaKoel, so why is there a miut altogether? It's Mamayit, one thing that is the most far-fetched, as he says. Yeah, the least likely thing. My miut, so what does it exclude me? It's Sereh Shemesech HaChotim, the hair up your nose. Yeah, that's the one thing that is least likely, and therefore that doesn't account. But on the body is everything. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that you do the pumpkin. Okay, so therefore, we could tell you that there's no exclusions, and it could be an exhaustive list. And if it is an exhaustive list, and it doesn't mention that you can use ashes for the paraduma, for the soita, that means you can, yeah? Or you could argue that you can. So we still don't have a clear answer. According to Beis Hillel, can you use the ashes? Can you use ashes for the soita or not? Is my havalah. So the Gemara says, okay. After that whole discussion, what's the maskana? Is toshima to Amar Rav Huna bar Ashi Amar Rav ain sham offer if there isn't any dirt available? Maybe rakbuvis yorek umekadish. He can bring even a vegetable, a clump of earth for the vegetables. Grow in, I don't know, from the compost heap, and use it, a mekadesh, the water. So he tried to prove that from that you could use anything. It doesn't have to be offer. And the Gemara says v'lohi, but that doesn't prove it, because rakfuvis yoraku to have an offer, because a clump which vegetable grows in, yeah, that is considered dirt, But Afer lo have an offer, but ashes is different altogether. Things that are dirt in the ground and things that decompose and become dirt in the ground are all dirt in the ground. But ashes comes as a result of burning. So there's no raya from that statement that burnt something that makes ashes is going to be okay for the Saita. So in the end, we don't have maskana altogether. Okay. So it looks like, according to the last word of the Gemara is velohi, that you cannot use ashes. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Kadesh Yiro Alamayim. When he takes the dirt, he has to put it in the water, enough dirt that it should be visible in the water. Is Tana Rabbanu within the Brisa. Shloisha Tzrichin Sheyiro. There are three things where you put something somewhere and it has to be visible. One is the Afar Soita, which you're talking about, the dirt in the water. The Afar Para, the ashes in the water of the cow, the Karaduma has to also be visible. And Roy Kivama, when the sister-in-law spits on the floor in front of the brother-in-law who doesn't want to marry her in Chalitza, so the spit has to be visible. So those are three things. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Av Dam Tzipa, the blood of the bird by the Metzora, when you shecht the bird and the blood goes into the Kli Cheres with Bayu Chayim in there, then the blood has to be visible. Then you have to see the redness. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that it has to be visible? The chesiv, the tovel is sabed dabat tzipor. What happens? So he shechs the tzipor and he gets blood, and then he takes the ezev, the eight eres, the ezev and the shnei telas, and it says the tovel is sabed dabat tzipor, and he dips it in the blood of the bird. Yeah, v'tanya. We learned a price on this pasuk bedam. It says that you dip it in the bird. Now, what happened over here? It says you have a kli cheres al mayim chayim, v'shachar atzipor echos el kli cheres al mayim chayim. So you have water, and then he shechts it, and then he dips it, the stuff, in the blood. So what's going on here? Where's the water and where's the blood? Is it says bedam? He dips it in the dam atzipor. Yachal bedam alev mayim. So you might think that he dips the stuff in the blood of the bird and not in the water. Talmud loymar. Mayim, so it shouldn't say b'mayim. It's mayim, it's water. It's in mayim. So if there's water, yachal b'mayim v'lay b'dam. Maybe you dip it in water and not in blood. Tamalay b'dam. It says you dip it in the blood. Okay, tzad. So how do you dip it in the blood and the water? Maybe mayim shadam tzipur nikur behem. You bring water where the blood is recognizable in there. So there's enough red of the blood to make it visible. And v'kama and revis. How much is that? A revis. A revis of water is going to be the right amount for the blood of a bird to be visible in it. So there we see. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says that's another example of something where it needs to be visible, where it's mixed. Verabbanon, the Chachamim who did not include the blood. So according to them, the blood doesn't need to be visible in the water. Is Ahu is not that pasuk is not telling you that the blood has to be nicker in the water. Ahu legufe the legufe that is just telling you the etzem inyan. That you have to put it in blood. The Hachikam Rachmana Atil Badam Vamayim. The Torah says, "Tovel it in the blood and in the water." What pasuk were you trying to bring from a tovel is on bedam? Well, if it didn't say that, you wouldn't know bechal that you have to dip it in the water. And Rabbi Shmuel will tell you, "In kain lita Rachmana v'tovel b'hem." The Torah could have said, "The Torah told you to bring water. The Torah told you to bring blood." It could have just said, "V'tovel b'hem, dip it in them." Bedam of Vamayim Lamali. Why does it have to specify? Dip it in the blood and dip it in the water. Leniker, to tell you it has to be visible. Verabbanon, the Rabbanon will tell you back. Ikas the Rachmanav etzavah behem. If it would have only said behem, hava min a hailuchudei v'hailuchudei. I would have thought separately. You have a bowl of water, so you dip it in that. And then you have another bowl of blood, and you dip it in that. Yeah? Therefore, kas the Rachmanav edam v'mayim la'arvan. To tell you they have to mix it together. But when you mix it together, you do not have to be makbid that the blood should be visible. Yeah, as long as you mix the blood in there, even if there's too much water and it becomes clear and you can't see the blood, it's okay. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, le'arvo, just to tell you to mix them together, krach reduxim. We already have the other pasuk, v'shachar atzipur echos, and he shechts it, and the rest of the pasuk is alamai b'chayim, into the water. So he shechts it into the water, so obviously the water and the blood mix each other. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say no. Imayahi, from that pasuk that yishechts the tzipora echas el kli cheres amayim chayim hava min alishkate samach lamana. When he says v'shachadis the tzipora echas el kli cheres, I would say it doesn't mean he shechts it so that the blood goes into the water. I would say he shechts it next to the bowl where the water is. V'niktinu levridin, and he squeezed the arteries or whatever the bird has, so the blood doesn't come out straight away. And he catches the blood in a different bowl. And you have two different bowls. Kamashmalan, therefore the person needs to tell you that you mix them together. But again, it doesn't prove that it has to be visible. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim about whether the blood has to be visible or not. Okay. Okay, where are we? Boy, Mene Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mene Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zerah, this is a Rabbi Yirmiyah question coming along. Gedoyla, if the bird is big, and therefore there's lots of blood, Umadechas is Samayim, and you can't see the water, all you can see is blood. Or it's Kitana, or it's a small bird with only a little bit of blood. The nidchis is neyamayim, and the blood is insignificant, and the water overpowers it, and you can't see the blood. Mahu, is that okay? As Amalei, lava minalach, Rab Zera says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, didn't I tell you, l'tapik nafshach l'bar mihilchasa? I told you, don't ask questions. I don't know where Rab Zera told Rabbi Yirmiyah that, but I could think of many examples where he could have told him that. Says, don't start making all of these problems, Rabbi Yirmiyah. But tzipor dror, because a bird, what sort of bird does it have to be? It has to be a dror. It's a robin. That's that right size of the bird. And shir rabbonon ein lechal gedola shemadechas amayim ein lechal tash shemadechas bnei amayim. They worked out how much blood there is in such a bird that it's not too much and it's not too little and it's just right. That if you have a ravius of water, it's going to be just the right amount to be recognizable. So don't ask me any of your Rabbi Yirmiyah questions. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa. Hiktim offal amayim. What happens if he put the dirt in the water? So it says there that he puts he velokakayin umina ofra shayir bekarka hamishkan. Yeah, yikachakayim and asal amayim. So therefore, that's telling you lechayra that you must put the water has to be there first, and he takes the earth from the floor and puts it in the water. What happens if he put the earth into the bowl first and then put the water on top? Is possible that it's no good. As the pasuk implies, Rabbi Shimon is machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, "Yes, you can do it in either order; it's okay." My time with Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get this from? Dichsiv. The pasuk says regarding the paraduma. It says that you take from the ashes of the chatos. V'nasan alav ma'im chayim. Is mashma. Like you put the dirt, the ashes in first, and you put the water on top. V'tanya, and we learned in a brisa, but it also says that you do Maim Chayim El Keli. Yeah, so therefore that sounds like the water goes straight to the Keli. If the water goes straight in the Keli, that means that the dirt's on top. So that means it's sort of contradicting itself. Is it that the dirt's there first or the water's there first? And he's going to say it doesn't matter. The Tanya will under a brisa. Omer Rab Shimon. First question says Rab Shimon b'chi offer who? What do you mean offer? May afar sreifas achatos. It's not offer. Offer is dirt. V'haloi efer who? It's ashes, not dirt. Is shina hakasa b'mashmoi l'adon haymenek zereshava. So the Torah uses the word offer here to learn zereshava. It says nemar kan offer. It says by the Paraduma offer, v'nema lahalon, and by the Soita, it says also offer. Yeah, mina offer shayiyah. Ma lahalon offer agabimayim. Just like by the Soita, the offer has to be on top of the water, as it says, yeah. Afkan offer agabimayim. So by the Paraduma also, the ashes goes on top of the water. Omakar, just, and therefore that's what you learn from that lechatchila, it's supposed to be the ashes on top of the water. But makar, just like we see by the paraduma, hiktim of lamayim is kosher, because the Torah says it both ways. And the Torah says, v'nasan alav. Nasr Allah is mashma that if the dirt's there first or the ashes are there first, it's okay. So just like by the Paraduma, even though it's lechatchila, he would put the water, he would put the water in first. But b'di'evet, if he put the offer, if he put the ashes on first, it's okay. As afla halan, so also by the soita hikdim off of the mayim is kosher, even though he's supposed to lechatchila put the water in first. But if he put the dirt in first, it's kosher. So that is what Rav Shimon learns from Paraduma to Saita. The Hasam Minolat, how do I know over there by the Paraduma that if you put the dirt in first, it's kosher? Because Trey Krogsi, because the two psukim are saying two opposite things. Ksiv Alav, it says V'nasan Alav, that you put the water on top of the ashes, is Alma Efe Beresha. So that implies that the ashes are there first. Uksiv Mayim Chayim El Keli. It says you put the water straight into the vessel. Is Alma Mayim Bereisha. That means the water going straight into the vessel. There's no ashes in between. Ha Keitzat. So Viyazoi. Rotzo Zenois and Rotzo Zenois. And you can do whichever one you want. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, the same thing is by the Saita. V'Rabbanon. The Chachamim say that by the Saita, if you put the dirt in first, it's possible. Yeah, so how do they work that out? Because they say, yeah, you want to learn from the Paraduma. Is El Keli is Dafke. The water going into the kli directly with nothing interrupting, that is dafka. That is the way it has to be. That is precise. But Allah, so why does it say Allah? Allah is mashma, the dirt could be in there first, is to tell you la arvon, that you have to mix the ashes with the water. Fred the Gemara, who told you that? Chachamim, maybe frakert, maybe Allah is dafka, that you have to put the ashes in first. And the El Keli, why does it say then, Mayim Chayim El Keli, Shetehei Chayusam B'Kli, that you have to put it into the Kli directly from its Mayim Chayimness. In other words, you can't take Mayim Chayim and collect it in some other thing and then put it into the Keli. You have to take it straight from the Mayon, yeah? So you take the Kli that you want to be Mekadosh to Mechatos and you put it straight into the Mayon. So therefore, who tells you that Keli is Dafke? It says, so the Chachamim say, the final word, Ma matzina b'chol mokem, the machshir is l'mayla. We always find the thing that is going to be machshir is on top. Zafka machshir l'mayla. What do we find? By the Saita, it says, what's the machshir? The machshir is the offer. That's the thing that makes the water kosher to use for the Saita. And similarly, Rashi says by the Dab Tzipor, is also by the ashes. Without these special things you put in it, it's just a cup of water. Yeah. What's the thing that turns a cup of water into Mei Soita? The ashes. What's the thing that turns a cup of water into Mei Chatos? The ashes. Sorry, the dirt by the Soita, the ashes by the Paradubo. So it's the thing that makes the water special that always comes in on the top. Whether it be the ashes of the Paradubo, whether it be the dirt of the Saita, whether it be the blood of the Metzora, of the bird of the Metzora, in all of those cases, the thing goes on top.
So what's the Metzora? It's the blood that goes into the water.
Into the water. Yeah, the blood is a special thing. Water is just water. Okay, let's go.